What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's Friday, time for our best bets for this playoff weekend. Let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by our friend, the prop queen, Ariel Epstein. And Ariel, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. Before we get to your best bets, you were there Saturday night. How was the experience and how fired up are you for Sunday?
Happy Purple Friday. Yeah, it was awesome in Baltimore at M&T Bank Stadium on Saturday. It was such an honor to be able to bring my brother to his first Ravens-Steelers playoff. Well, first Ravens-Steelers game, which happened to be a playoff game. It was really fun for about 2.5 quarters to not really be sweating much. It was hard to sweat in cold weather. But in the third quarter, they started to make me really think that there was a chance I'd start sweating that game. All Ravens fans know. Oh, no. George Pickens with the big catch. They score. Secondary starts getting tired. They're going to blow it. But the Ravens offense just kept that foot on the gas. And that's exactly what I hope they do this coming Sunday.
Well, last time we saw Derrick Henry go against the Bills, first touch, he went 87 yards to the house. What prop do you like of his this week?
I'm actually going a weird contrarian route, which is Derrick Henry over 6.5 receiving yards. Hear me out. Last game against the Bills, you mentioned Derrick Henry in the ground game. Justice Hill was the main receiver that game. I know people look to Justice Hill in like as the pass catching back, but 6.5 receiving yards for Derrick Henry, he could do that in one touch. In fact, Buffalo allows the most receiving yards per game to running backs, which is why Justice Hill had so many receiving yards that last game. They're not going to stick to the same game plan, the Ravens. They know that. I looked at Derrick Henry's numbers against teams that also are bottom 10 against running backs out of the backfield. Buffalo, Tampa, Dallas, the Giants, and the Broncos are all the teams that Derrick Henry faced, except the Giants game where he had no reception. All the other ones, he had 1 to 3 catches, but it only took one catch for Derrick Henry to go over 6.5 receiving yards. So we just probably need one for a first down, which I could see Derrick Henry doing in this game.
How about with the Bills? Where do you think Josh Allen's distributing the football in this one?
I'm looking at Josh Allen actually in the ground game and taking his under 45.5 rushing yards. Because the Ravens are really good against the run. They've also been really good against mobile quarterbacks. I looked at some of these numbers, like Jalen Hurts, right? I know that was kind of a blowout game, 9 for 29 and a touchdown. Russell Wilson, they only allowed 1 rushing yard. C.J. Stroud, 1 for 7. Jaden Daniels, 6 for 22. The Ravens are really going to probably, and if you even heard, I heard Ed Reed on Up and Adams with Kay Adams earlier this week, contain Josh Allen. Make him throw to his receivers that he really doesn't have like a number one top Pro Bowl receiver. It's shifty receivers, which is what scares me with those slant routes. But the Ravens defense, they should at least contain Josh Allen to under 45.5 rushing yards.
Talking to Ariel Epstein, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Ariel, you are the prop queen, but I want to go to one of your plays that you're looking at this weekend that's not a prop, and that is the Commanders-Lions game. What are you looking at here?
I'm taking the points with Washington. Sorry if Ravens fans hate Commanders fans and vice versa, but I actually do believe in the whole like rest versus rust thing. It's the first time Goff has a bye week in the playoffs since the Rams in 2018, and he only threw for 186 yards. So the Lions, they actually struggle against mobile quarterbacks. They allow the fourth most rushing yards per game to quarterbacks this year, the Lions. Jaden Daniels, he's throwing the ball well, too. And guess what the Lions' defense has struggled with the most? Their Achilles heel. The secondary, always. The run D is solid. No one's saying that the Commanders running back Brian Robinson Jr. is the reason the Commanders are going to win a playoff game. So everything that the Lions struggle with defensively bodes well for Washington to at least keep this game close. I even saw the line go from Detroit minus 10.5 open to minus 8.5. So the line has been moving against Detroit all week. Just so many points. Give me the points with Washington.
The Eagles are hosting the Rams. The Rams absolutely blew out the Vikings on Monday Night Football. Eagles took down the Packers. Sounds like there's going to be some snow in the forecast in Philly on Sunday.
Bones kind of game.
What props do you like in that game?
Hey, everyone knows that weather is very, very, very interchangeable, and we saw that with the Ravens-Steelers game that everyone thought it was going to snow, and then there was not really a snowstorm. So right now, I like for the Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts over 204.5 passing yards. I even got an alternate of over 200 passing yards at minus 130. So Jalen Hurts against teams that have iffy secondaries, so let's just say bottom 10 against the pass. He's averaging 214 passing yards per game. At home, that number for Jalen Hurts goes up to 260 passing yards a game. Example, Pittsburgh, 290. Jacksonville, yeah, they have a good secondary, 230. So Jalen Hurts can throw the football. You look at the last game between the Eagles and the Rams. Everyone's running to Saquon Barkley props because he had 200-plus rushing yards in that game. You think they're sticking with the same game plan again? No, Rams head coach Sean McVay is so smart, makes really great adjustments, which is why he's been so successful. And looking at the Rams, ninth most passing yards per game allowed. On the road, that number, 245 passing yards a game. Geno Smith threw 363 yards against this Rams secondary. Jalen Hurts is going to throw the football and throw the Rams off their game where they like to get pressure up front. So give me Jalen Hurts over passing yards.
How about an Arrowhead? Anything light your fire out there?
I've got two. One, so Dalton Schultz, I bet him on Monday over 31.5 receiving yards. That number is up to 35, 36.5. So if you don't want a bad number, then you can go with the over longest reception at 15.5. It's a number Schultz gone over in all six games where he's faced a team bottom 10 against tight ends. My favorite trend this year has been Kansas City against tight ends. They are actually the worst in the league. They allow the most receiving yards per game to the position. Tight ends averaging the longest catch of 21 yards a game since November 1st against Kansas City. So you could go longest catch for Schultz. What people aren't going to like, I actually think Patrick Mahomes goes under 250.5 passing yards. That number has already dropped to 248.5 in some spots. Mahomes against top 10 passes this year, he's averaging 205 passing yards a game, going under in four of those five matchups. Houston's actually allowed the seventh least passing yards per game, and since the bye week, they have not allowed, except for, I think the bye week, they've been even better. Yeah, Houston, they've allowed Mahomes to have 260 last game, but they saw him recently, make those defensive adjustments. Everyone else, Herbert, Lamar, Tua, all went under 250.5. Could see the Chiefs, again, changing up their offensive schemes and Mahomes going under his passing yards prop. But that's the one that's definitely a risky play.
Ariel Epstein, let the people know where they can find you.
Here every Purple Friday, and hopefully at the Ravens games at the AFC Championship and Super Bowl, and then we'll see you there.
Excellent.
Ariel, have yourself a great week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good.
Thanks, guys.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
Our favorite sounder of the week, and it's time for Beltway Ben and his Best Bets.
Yeah, so I got a bunch of NBA stuff for tonight. I'll start with Mark Williams, over 27.5 points and rebounds for the Hornets. 24-16 4 days ago against the Suns, and 31-13 on Wednesday against the Jazz, where he played 36 minutes. That's because they traded Nick Richards, who was taking a lot of his time. He was coming off the bench. Williams was still starting. But Richard played a good portion of the game. Now that he's out, Williams is playing a ton, and he's playing well. In the last seven games, Chicago's given up 27.54 points per game to opposing centers, which is the second most in the NBA, and 19.43 rebounds per game to opposing centers, which is also the second most in the NBA. So Mark Williams is a good matchup, over 27.5 points and rebounds. Next play is Julius Randle, over 19.5 points. Minus 128. He had 24 when these teams faced off in Minnesota. It's the revenge game. He spent five seasons in New York playing at Madison Square Garden. Will probably be a mixed reaction from the fans. I think he's going to shoot the ball a ton. 20 points shouldn't be an issue for him in his old spot where he spent so much time. DeJounte Murray, over 7.5 assists at minus 128. He's got 7 assists in back-to-back games, but 8 in the game before that. The Jazz are allowing almost 11 assists per game in their last 7, which is the 5th most in the NBA. Utah's been good at stopping opposing point guards from scoring, so I think Murray adds a little bit to the stats on the assist, as he's done for a good portion of the season. And then my final play is Daniel Gafford, over 21.5 points and rebounds, minus 110. Gafford's coming off of a 27-12 game, played 30 minutes, Lively still out. OKC's allowing 25.67 points per game to opposing centers. That's the 3rd most in the NBA. Hartenstein is still out, so Gafford should have a very, very favorable matchup tonight.
That way, Ben, let the people know where they can find you.
At BH Journalist on Twitter, all my plays are there and free. And I will have 2 streams this weekend, Saturday before the games and then Sunday before the games.
Awesome. Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM, what you got?
Let's continue to make the people some money by either riding with us or fading us. Yeah. We'll give you our best bets for a divisional round next.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.